this notion of contact tracing will hopefully be invaluable in understanding, you know, who has been exposed and getting them treatment, and frankly, quarantine prior to it going any further. So our hearts and prayers are with everyone who's impacted by this. And actually, we all are, aren't we? It makes you stop and pause and say, is that, but for the grace of God, there go I, right? And is that something that if I were dealing with, you know, wow, what, how would that impact me? And so I know that there are people who are listening who have been dealing with it, and our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family as well. So this is a time in our nation to take pause and say, you know, maybe all the vitriol, maybe all the nastiness, just ain't worth it. Now, there's a stand to have about truth, and there's a stand to have about compassion. You know, I just have dealt with in my own life this notion of being generous in the way we receive people's information, how we relate to people, even people on the other side. And I just had a very interesting interaction with somebody I do respect very much, who he and I disagree. You know, we disagree on Trump. It's very public at this point on my Facebook page, so go check it out. But he's a delightful person, and I respect him immensely, and we have different points of view. But I want us to stop the nastiness. And for those people who have wished the president what ill, Twitter, you know, everybody knows this now, I think, that Twitter has now taken a public stand saying we will take that down if you wish him or others ill or harm or death, which has occurred on several occasions on the left, which is just disgusting. So we need to really stop, take inventory of our nation, and take a moment to say, what is it that really matters? Because I will tell you, this is no longer about Trump. And it probably hasn't been for a while, but I don't think we realized it. There's a fight that we're in, and it's about truth, integrity, justice, the American way, and honoring those basic fundamental principles that make us who we are, and frankly have people trying right now to walk through Guatemala to get here. So thank you for being patriots. Thank you for standing for something greater than yourselves. And yes, it impacts all of us in a very deep and personal way. But let's not forget the big picture here, the economy. For years, I thought about this idea of the trade deficits. Like, why? Why is that? That makes no sense. You know, as a business person, you think, why on earth would we have a trade deficit? That's crazy. Bad business. And we were doing bad business for years and getting away with it, or tolerating it, really tolerating it. So President Trump came along and said, you know what? That's crazy. Let's not do bad business. Let's start to reset and recalibrate our economy, our financial contributions across the world, but also our financial commitments to our own people, the working middle class, the manufacturing businesses. Let's bring that back in-house. So I'm 100% behind him for those reasons. And frankly, that is bigger than the man. That's about saving our nation. And there are people who would take this country down and turn us socialist. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to say it right here, right now, that is treasonous acts, because we are not a socialist nation. We are a republic, democracy, democratic republic, right? So on that note, today is really about ensuring that we, the people, are in charge. And it's not about a collective group of people who take over something and abuse or corrupt it.